USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it did significant damage this morning. At least four people in Louisiana and possibly one in Texas are dead. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power, and major damage has been done to buildings because of the storm.
It looks like a bomb went off in Lake Charles, so it's pretty bad. It's pretty catastrophic for us. In the same breath that I say that, I also want to say that this is not something that's going to be a knockout punch for Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter speaking. As that storm continues to move across the United States, it will be bringing the possibility of severe weather to the upper Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes. President Trump will address the Jacob Blake shooting in Wisconsin on the last night of the Republican National Convention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The FBI says they've captured one of the 10 most wanted fugitives. They caught Yasser Saeed in Justin, Texas, 6 years after he was placed on their most wanted list. Saeed is the Egyptian-born cab driver accused in the 2008 honor killing of his two daughters. Saeed reportedly murdered his own girls because they were dating non-Muslim boys. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, facing pressure to denounce ongoing rioting and looting in Wisconsin, condemned violence sparked by the police-involved shooting of Jacob Black this week.
I condemn violence in any form, whether it's looting or whatever it is.
Biden, continuing on MSNBC, says all the violence and looting is taking away from the peaceful protests.
That's what's being seen now, and it has to stop.
Hurricane Laura, also the cause of a chemical fire in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Officials are telling people in the area to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as one of the strongest hurricanes to reach the United States shores was now downgraded to a tropical storm. The storm definitely did damage. Laura, packing winds of 150 miles an hour when it made landfall. Jordan Smith is part of the nonprofit group, the Cajun Army. What they do is go out and assist people who chose to ride out the storm. He joins Fox News and says there's a lot of people who don't evacuate.
Especially the people on the coastal areas that flood first. You know, those people are so familiar with the water and the boats and their home. They feel like they can ride it out and then pass storms. You know, sometimes you can. But this storm was just huge. And it had a lot of devastating effects. So sometimes people get caught up in that and don't realize the true danger in front of you.
And finally, writing on Instagram on Thursday, former Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher is putting some perspective in his opinion on the NBA players boycotting on Wednesday and Thursday. They're expected to get back to action over the weekend. Urlacher writing, Brett Favre played a Monday night football game the day his dad died and threw four touchdowns in the first half and was a legend for playing that game in the face of adversity. Urlacher continuing, NBA players boycott the playoffs because of a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.